That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Everybody, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and this has been quite a week. Sorry, I'm a little emotional. That was the United Kingdom National Anthem. We have quite a thing to remember tonight. Three, plus the full moon in Pisces, which promised us that we would have final endings and loss of leaders. Let me address the Queen first. we lost something great. Queen Elizabeth II was the bedrock of liberty. She understood personal relationships. She had high standards, high ideals. She was very neutral in how she presented herself. She never threw her power around. She didn't have a manual. She listened. And she brought happiness to many people across the world. And so we honor her tonight. And it's also 9/11. 21 years ago, we lost the Twin Towers. 6,000 people died in the Twin Towers. 17,000 people died in that particular attack. And it changed our country. And what happened in the United Kingdom that day? Queen Elizabeth had her personal band play the Star Spangled Banner in front of Buckingham Palace. That's the kind of person that she was. And you will all see as we move along through this energy how things will change. I hope and pray that what she represented and her values are not completely lost. May they be reborn again so that we can bring honor, trust, and caring back into the world. And the third person we have to pay tribute to is Frank St. James, who passed away quietly on August 25th at 9:45 at night. I do want to share that story with you. I was watching television, and all of a sudden, the light in the other room went on. And I saw it go on, blinked a little bit, but it stayed on. And I said, "Frank, are you in the house?" And I watched a little bit, and then I said, "Frank, we don't need the light on. I know you're here. You can turn it out." And the light went out. And the phone rang. And the hospital called me and told me that Frank had just expired. I just find this all so amazing. Frank was well loved, and may he rest in peace. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we have a big show tonight. I have so much information for you and so many dates. It probably will go longer over time. But I've been given permission to do that. And it's all being recorded. So that's good too. You can download the file if you can't quite stay up with us. We're getting closer and closer to November eclipse season. This may be a time of relief as well as sadness. It's a final goodbye energy. The identity crisis and difficult goodbyes begin with the same energy as September opens. But we'll especially feel it at the fall equinox. Well, of course, they have set the Queen's funeral on September 19th, which is just before the fall equinox. And it was one of the dates that I gave you last week. So it's amazing how everything is lining up, isn't it? We're all coming into a greater time of knowing ourselves, as many of us are able to expand our horizons. So we have to really be able to expand ourselves and discover new things about us that we didn't know and perhaps investigate those areas. With the COVID lockdowns over the past 2 years, we have become self-contained. But now the energies are opening up with this Pisces full moon, which we just had last night. We can begin to see the bigger picture. Pisces is ruled by Neptune and dominates the 12th house in astrology. This means it has the widest universal perspective. There's a very strong spiritual energy and universally expanding energy with the full moon in Pisces. And that's going to really begin to take hold over the next 6 months. The full moon energies bring truth, revealed enemies identified, address illnesses, and new illnesses will come to the surface, and the secrets will come out into the open. Full moons are emotional, tell me about it, and reveal the deeper truth and motives of the matter. It can also be a very beautiful time. More new babies are born on the full moon than at any other time, especially Pisces. And this is a statistic that you might want to check on. As the moon's power comes in, people may feel a separation between themselves and their heart and their heartfelt desires. This can bring a feeling of hopelessness. The full moon, the fall equinox, the eclipses, and the Saturn-Uranus square is powerful stuff, and it's all happening together. A lot of sense and feelings to work through. There will be a catalyst point for each one of us, which can happen at any time between now and the end of November. It's always different for people. Libra is a season and a time for untangling. It's a time to untie the knots of separation, fear, and resentments. Some people are just going to go for it. Inside themselves, they feel, I just can't take it anymore. The way I want to live and the way I see myself living and my real life are way too far apart. In January of 2020, we had a triple conjunction in Capricorn, and people began their dreams with desires and steps towards manifestation. It was a new decade. Then COVID hit, and now 3 years later, many are wondering if their dreams can become real or if they are still living in their head. Fear may have entered the picture. I can't risk it. It will never happen. It's beyond my capabilities. That's what people think. However, Pisces is the dreamer, and now people are starting to find the path towards realizing their pie-in-the-sky desires. Now the energy is here to begin to soften the line, to begin to find the way to manifest the new. So we've been through the separation and the lockdowns and everything else. Now we're going to come back out again, and we're going to continue on our way. You can do it. I know you can. The Pisces full moon is the thinnest veil between the worlds every year, as well as around the time of Halloween at the end of October. So between September now and October's end, watch what happens in your life. People have been obsessed with money, status, progress, without empathy, without heart. Uranus and Mars in Taurus, Saturn in Aquarius, makes everything very detached and far away from empathy. This is a very far away from the heart, as we've been getting. We might even see a crisis. An all-over focus on money issues, professional issues, is what's prevalent. I did hear from one of my listeners that they want to know more about money issues, and we will be discussing it in detail tonight, so keep listening. Now, as we grow, we can see that money and material issues can outlive our dreams, like building a legacy. Something is more than just you. It's not a bad thing to want to build a legacy. But the Pisces moon shows us the true ending of things. The legacy thing may be a beautiful dream from a distance, but how can it be balanced with the life I'm living now, you ask yourself? Where is the overactivity, the workaholic, the time spent on things that really aren't for you, like working hard for a company, being gone all the time and neglecting your family? Take a step back and begin to invest some time in things that have real meaning for you. A main thread from now to the end of the year is adjustments, accepting, and reappropriating. What changes do you have to make? You may have the best feelings about them now. Where are you spending your time? How are you thinking and what are you doing and who are you with? With Venus in Virgo and the Sun in Virgo and Mercury retrograde, going over the past and making some readjustments can bring your dreams into reality. We have to develop more faith in ourselves. So many of us are fearing what's around that corner. There's a feeling like not being able to complete something, not being able to step up to the plate, not having done things properly in the past. There's a kind of insecurity. I'm even feeling it myself. Pisces can represent the, oh my God, I can never get it right. It's very emotional. Over the past few years, in the 2020s, what have you done? What are you connected to? What is your catalyst, or what was your catalyst? And once you connect to that, you can determine and see if your ideas are rational. Once you connect to that, you can make changes in order to go on. This can be a gray zone because you have to be able to measure your feelings. Is it intense? Is it really a threat? What are you afraid of? There's so much fear-mongering going on in the news. After this full moon, as we enter the sign of Libra, people will want to team up together. People are tired of forced separations, standing 6 feet apart, wearing masks. And what will come together? People want to come together. People are exhausted of having too much on their plate and will welcome a helping hand. Relationships and communities will form bonds and grow together with the warmest of trusted companionships. If you've been alone a lot, this can be a nice period of time. There may be some mix-ups because Mercury is retrograde, but it's time to understand. And when that difficulty, you need a team or community, and they work together a lot better than going it alone, with good support and communication. The gift from this energy is feeling supported from others, and there's a consensus. People on their own can have a lot of self-doubt because they don't have that support or affirmation from others of their security and their well-being. You are safe. You're in a good neighborhood. We will take care of you. I was told that when I moved here in New Hampshire. At least I feel that way in this town. That's good. Teamwork, collective goals, family versus individualism. People who insist on doing something on their own versus seeking help. It's now time to seek help and to do things with others. That's coming up for us in the near future as we work through this energy. We can develop new principles as to what we choose to take on. And do we take it on alone or do we take it on with others? We're going to talk a little bit about the eclipse season and 2023 in order to prepare and gain momentum for these energies that are coming in. But first, we're going to take a break and listen to this week's cosmic tip. So I'll be back after that message. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report, week of September 12th through September 18th, 2022. On September 10th, there was a full moon in Pisces. The moon is close to Neptune and in sextile to Uranus and Taurus. The sun trines Uranus exactly on the 11th. The essential things that are happening now, right in the hubbub of everyday life, are keeping everybody going. And those who find access to the stillness within themselves can receive important downloads and impulses from the universe. The middle of the week is bursting with high vibrations, and this upbeat stream quickly dissipates by the weekend. After a mellow Monday and early Tuesday, the moon shines a stronger light thanks to an electrifying join-up with Uranus trine Venus on Tuesday and Wednesday under a productive Taurus moon. It's an auspicious time for group projects, art, and business negotiations. This energy is also very good for beginning a new romance. On Thursday, stabilizing lunar grand trine in Earth signs, this draws in the Sun, Virgo, and Pluto, Capricorn, making it an excellent day for personal pursuits and work and endeavors, as well as making a good impression on an existing job or searching for a new one. Good luck, everybody. The moon sextile of Neptune at the same time adds a dose of creativity and imagination to the energies. It's time to get to work so that you won't feel guilty on Friday when you can't seem to get anything done. But you can get a lot of things started. Things degenerate with a rather grumpy square between Venus and the moon conjunct Mars. Persecution complexes could be everywhere. Knock off work early, as people may be annoying and you just want to get off into your daydreaming fantasies. This energy is exacerbated by a depleting opposition between the Sun and Neptune, which will later be joined by the Moon. This creates a T-square with powder keg Jupiter and Mercury retrograde, a T-square where you have Neptune here and the Moon and Saturn and Mercury retrograde Jupiter. You could feel like you're walking on eggshells all weekend, so try to avoid any difficult people. Focusing on individual pursuits on Sunday will lead to renewed confidence and your personal power comes back, thanks to a strong regeneration trine between the Sun and Pluto. Take a deep breath and let's get through it. We got a long way to go before November. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back. And we're going to talk about the eclipses as we enter into this energy. It's September 11th, 2022, and we're walking through the month of September. These eclipses happen in the debilitated sign of Scorpio and the exalted sign of Taurus, conjuncting the USA North and South nodes of destiny. So it's going to be even more volatile than usual. All of this happens in Scorpio season. There's a turning point of self-expression and personal self-expression energy coming in. This will bring a major light bulb, a aha moment for some people. Major mind adjustments and revelations are coming for people between November and mid-January. So it's important to know that this energy is coming. Try to establish a healthy routine along with some good habits while we're still in the energies of Virgo. Let this full moon be the end of bad habits and let go of things that you know can't ever be that great for you. Things that have become a big crutch. Pisces is the sign of escapism. It's the sign of dependency and leaning on others when you really need to look at yourself. This letting go energy goes on through the fall equinox, September 21st, 22nd. This Libra equinox will be very welcoming, very kind, and very honest. Very good to those of you who have been working so hard on yourselves. It will be an embrace of the next phase coming up. Assuming that we're willing to make changes and willing to have an easier experience. If you insist on hanging on to your outmoded beliefs, or insist on resisting change, or insist that what is true isn't, then the upcoming eclipse season will be very difficult for you. It's your choice. If we're not willing to compromise or to do the safe, kind, loving actions, then we're going to have some problems. What's coming is a big transformation in resources and resourcefulness, as well as what we do and what we don't do. a big shift in our code of ethics is coming at the individual level over the next 4 to 6 months. This will be catalyzed by events at the eclipses. So knowing that there may be a change of principle, there may be a change of expression, there may be a change that we really need to step away from. We need to step away from any unhealthy habits that threaten us, that bring hate, blame, fear, anger, pointing the finger. We need to step away from all that energy. We need to step away from dissecting everything with negativity and hate. That goes on all of these social channels. It's got to stop. Got to begin to develop better habits, better forms of expression while still in the Virgo energies, because the Virgo energies give you strength, order, and regularity. And you can carry that into Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius as we move forward. The energies indicate there will be some type of rites of passage coming up within the next 6 months. It won't happen all at the eclipses because the energy always happens before the action. But there's a major change, major adjustment coming, a change, a crossing of a threshold for more people, and a lot of comforts that we currently have now are going to change. They won't work for us now. We will see that others are also having changes in their life situations. We will not have the same structure or the same values anymore. This can cause a major mix-up, a major turning point, something that winds up being positive, but it may not feel like it at the time. People will reach conclusions and then react. People will reach conclusions and then make judgment. For some, this may feel like a loss, so they can move into the territory that they need to be moved in. You know, loss always brings gain later. There's always a reason for loss. You can't just have a loss without having some good energy behind it to bring you a gain down the road. So size up your life here in the Virgo energies, Pisces energies. Not too much from an emotional point of view, but from a logical point of view. Pisces is your emotional. Virgo is your logical. Like, what aspects of your health, your daily routines, your life ethics and principles, do you feel that some thoughts and habits are outdated or unrealistic? Do you feel that you can work with others and change and open up to some new ideas? How can we begin replacing things or have what we want and live the way we want to live? By taking some small actions now, then in the eclipse season, it will be much more feasible to have that big change or to have a very refreshing passage. Which way do we want to go? Do we want a very self-confident, self-trusting process? Or do we want a tough, emotional, unearthing hidden feelings you can't get away with that process? Of getting out of where we are or moving into the next phase of our life. One way or another, there's going to be a movement into the next phase, and that comes with the passage of time. So at the end of this show, I'm going to tell every sign where their section is in life where they will be affected by these energies. I suggest journaling. What do I want to change in my life? What do I not want to change in my life? What needs to come to an end? Where do I need to graduate? From what? What do I need to do to move on? And what do I need to move into? Where am I going? What do I need to apply for? What do I need to connect with? Do I need to go back to school and get more education? Do I need to learn a certain skill? All of this can be very helpful at this time. We have very much a rewriting and unplugging of the past and some past beliefs and values, and a reconnection or new connection with something new and different, values and beliefs. This is all connected with Uranus and Mercury, who are retrograde, as well as Saturn being retrograde, which will go into direct, and then it's going to move into Pisces in mid-March. The nodes continue to move deeper into Taurus and Scorpio, and eventually, next November, a year from now, they move into Aries and Libra. Big change in energy output is happening, and big changes in what we want in life as a collective society. We want to be warm, we want to be safe, we want to bring our children up and educate them, and we want to have enough food to eat. This energy will have us take off the blindfolds and be aware exactly of what we're living in. We're going to be aware of countries, leaders, what they've done, what laws they've passed, what they've snuck by us, and how they're gaining and living for their good, but not for anybody else's good. And we're going to bring that into balance. We have to look at the big picture. Putting one foot in front of the other is not the best way of doing things right now, because this energy is very strong. We're moving into Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces in 2023. So as we exit Scorpio, Sagittarius, we have to wrap it up. We have to have our finalities. End of story. We're not doing that anymore. End of story. Once we move more into the younger cycles of Aries in 2025 and 2026, Taurus and Gemini, the energy will switch back to a smaller focus. But right now, and for quite some time, things are going to be zoomed out into the collective. So see what you're moving into, see the greater picture, and what you're moving toward. And all of this will be very, very helpful. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are at our half-hour break. And we're going to go on to 2023 predictions after this. And then, as I promise, I'll walk you through the zodiac and tell each sign what they have to look at. We'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras, so it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Make someone happy, make just one someone happy, make just one heart the heart you sing to, one smile that cheers you, one face that lights when it nears you, one girl you're everything to. Fame, if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you found her, build your world around her. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy, and you will be happy too. Comes and goes in a minute. Where is the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you have found her, build a world around her. Make someone happy. Make just want someone happy, and you will be happy too.
And that was my friend Bobby Darin singing Make Someone Happy. If you want to know about our friendship, you can read the book Unlimited Realities, which is on Amazon.com. And that's what you need to do in this Virgo energy. Begin now to make someone happy and carry that through next year. So, 2023 predictions. Let's see what's going to happen between now and 2024. Working with the U.S. natal chart, transiting Mars will reach the U.S. natal chart. It's going to react this year. This can be an aggressive act of some sort. Then Saturn moves into Pisces in March and aspects the moon on March 20th, September 20th, December 23rd, 2023. These dates are so accurate. As you remember last week, I said we were going to lose world leaders beginning the first week in September. I even did mention Elizabeth II, and also that the 19th of September was important, and of course that's going to be her funeral, and some other dates. And you can listen in the archives to hear the dates that I mentioned. So I'll say these dates again, and then we'll continue through. March 20th, 2023, September 20th, 2023, December 23rd, 2023. Saturn is the planet of karma and restrictions. It tells us when we have to pull back. It shows us where things need to change. And it's going to be moving into challenging positions all throughout 2023. This energy is serious and powerful. The USA's moon in Aquarius is a good thing. It represents the future, expansion with a neutral, loving nature that shows us how to get a ruling government in order, and to take care of the issues that block this effort. That's coming. There are people trying to block our freedom effort ever since 2020 started, when we had the three grand trine with Capricorn. So, the moon sits in the third house of the USA's chart. It deals with communications, education, learning, traveling, as well as community, neighbors, siblings, and your oldest son. All these are subjects of the third house. This lecturing energy will deal with the media and travel business. Saturn interrupting the moon can mean travel being interrupted or restricted. Airports closing, not enough fuel to fly the plane. School and higher education needs our attention and needs to be fixed, as well as communications, along with mass media, the internet. All of these issues are definitely going to have to be fixed and addressed in 2023. We know that the media has been used for all sorts of propaganda. Some of it's true, but much of it isn't, and we have false fake news. And it doesn't even matter what side you're on, Republican or Democrat. Both sides use the media to their advantage. Both sides either blow up and exaggerate or don't even mention and reveal reports that are at issue. The fact is, nobody really trusts the media anymore. With the astrology aspects affecting the USA chart in 2023, things have to be cleaned up and cleared away. And the Pisces moon, of course, is the very beginning of it. I don't know really how this can be done and the fake news prevented, but it's going to take place. It's going to happen. Another thing is Pisces trines Cancer, and Cancer is in the U.S. chart and it rules the eighth house. Here we go. Saturn trining the eighth house deals with big money, government money, banks, lending, income tax. The eighth house deals with other people's money, large amounts of money. Saturn trining the moon in Cancer, the ruler of the eighth house, means a big change is coming for banks and industry dealing with government money. Absolutely. I'm going to give you a piece of news that you may not know, and I know that you can check it out. On August 31st, 2022, which was last week, banks were sold to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Now, that is not anything to do with federal, and it is not a government agency. It is a privately owned agency. And the five big banks that were involved were Citibank, Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and PNC. Be aware. Be aware of what your money is, and you might want to think of another place to move your money. As you know, Saturn takes 28 years to travel around the zodiac, and the last time it was in this position was in 1994. Now, not much happened at that time, but things were beginning to heat up over terrorism. The time before that was in 1965. We were at war with Vietnam. More troops were being sent overseas, and we were sending money overseas. Sound familiar? In 2023, we will not be free of these types of experiences. And as I said to you last week, the head of the Ukraine is going to have a lot to answer for down the road. We've just had our Pluto return in the Western astrology, and this represents massive change. Massive change in this country. Pluto takes about 244 years to move through all the signs of the zodiac. It's our slowest moving planet. This took place in the USA's second house of money. Everything about the financial markets and money has got to change and transform, and it will, starting in 2023. I sense that cryptocurrency will become the mainstream. Yes, it's going to take a while. And yes, there has been a lot of regulations about cryptocurrency, and there has to be a lot of regulations about it because businesses are going to begin to exchange money this way. This is the future. Now, this is not the way Bitcoin has been going. Not Bitcoin, where people are hoarding it like gold. No. It's a functioning currency, and it will be called the Fed coin. And I gave a show in 2017 about the Fed coin that you might want to listen to. It was in July of 2017, and it's in the archives. Actually, Bitcoin can actually be banned because they won't be able to control it. Once cybercurrency can be monetized and regulated, this will be in the distant future. So once it can be monetized, that's what they're doing. They're changing all the banks over and they're changing computer systems to add on to whatever they need to add on to for this. You have to realize that it will take away your freedom. You research it and find out what's going on. A few generations from now, this will be our financial exchange. We won't have dollar bills anymore. We hardly do now because of credit cards. Everything is going to change in the financial arena, money as well as what we value. Even collecting antiques has changed. The younger folks don't value the family hand-me-down antiques anymore. They don't want them. They like throwaway and plastic. They're not into crystal and china and all the things the older generation valued. Pluto represents major transformations and also deals with power. It can also deal with nuclear power. So we have to be very careful with what's going on with nuclear energy these days. Something big may happen. Although I feel that it might be everyone turning back to using nuclear power, since the green power is not ready for us, not strong enough to deal with the world demand. Nuclear power is going to wind up being the best and safest power if you want to talk about fossil fuel and protecting the earth. Some people are going to disagree with that, but that's the truth. Pluto is also opposite Mercury in 2023, and Mercury is in the USA's 10th house. This house rules leaders and presidents. What is changing is the way the presidents are elected. The different parties will have different parties and new rulership. Everything is about how the country is run and how it's going to change in 2023. Mercury moves from the 8th house to the 10th house. The 8th house represents endings and death. Everything will change. It's not a good or comfortable thing when Pluto aspects Mercury and that Mercury rules the 10th house of our leaders. We're going to have problems worldwide, not just here. As a matter of fact, something could happen in 2022 to create a leadership change. However, Mercury and Pluto will be doing their dance right through 2023. Mercury also rules the 7th house, and that is the house of open enemies or opponents, the people who oppose us. This has been very interesting to watch, and sadly, it has become very extreme. People are going overboard in the wrong direction, tearing people apart, lying, trying to smear their name. All of that comes from hate and fear. All of that has to be eliminated. So now we're in September. We're September 11th. So now, between now and October and January of 2023, Saturn is going to do a cleanup of the economy. People are asking me all kinds of questions. Saturn is going back to clean up the government affairs with the economy and how much money is being processed through the United States. Something big is changing. For example, the banks are setting up a new processing system that is more digital. They also have set limits on your cash withdrawals. You're not allowed to take out only a certain amount of money. And by the time we get to mid-January 2023, this transformation of the bankings will be complete. The 2022 fall eclipse affect the 11th house and the 5th house of the USA chart. On the 25th of October, the Scorpio eclipse in the 11th house deals with groups, organizations, and people who run them. Of course, that's going to be the voting booths in each state, too, because it's just before Election Day. A lot of our government and state organizations will be changing. On November 8th, the eclipse in Taurus is in the 5th house. It will change our schools,
and higher education. By the way, the 8th of November happens to be Election Day in the United States. Very interesting stuff. This will be changed, and what's really being taught is being exposed now. Mars is in Gemini, and this energy will cross over many planets, and we will see changes in the education system from March through May of 2023. Then, in late spring, when Mars is in Cancer, some problems can arise. Mars is debilitated in Cancer. June and July of 2023 will bring a major change in economy, particularly in real estate. Some of my people have been asking about real estate and housing. Jupiter is in the fourth house until the spring of next year, and this will give the USA some great protection. Thank goodness. Protection of your land. Once Jupiter moves into the fifth house, there's going to be changes and protection with children. This can also bring protection of children through some gun laws in the schools. So, to wrap it up, the U.S. chart came to some dark energy times in November of 2020, and this energy will lift in November of 2023. We're going to take a break, and then I'm going to close it out. I want you to listen to a song by Nat King Cole, All Over the World.
Love is the thing, it's the one thing you'll see. All that it takes is a he and a she.
All over the world. All over the world.
Love was and love is and always will be. Lovers can be found in foggy London town, in Rome or Peru. Even in Damascus, lovers never ask us what they should do. You don't have to park in Paris after dark to know that it's true. Love is a wonderful thing.
Remember, that song was recorded in the 1950s. Love is for everyone, everywhere, and love whoever you need. Just enjoy it. So we're going to wrap it up. The U.S. chart came to some dark energy in November 2020, and I talked about the terrible 20s when we were in the teens. And this energy will begin to lift in November of 2023. This is an area of the 10th house, government, leaders, rulers, kings, as well as the economy, how money is being processed and used, as well as all communication. All of these areas are going to change significantly throughout 2023 and part of 2024.
As we walk through this energy, we have to be very mindful of who we look up to and very mindful of who we are not allowing the past to determine us. People from the past that have been trying to rule us and tell us who to be and how to be it. We have to be very mindful who we are subordinate to or who we are requesting certain guidance from. Really, take a look at who is guiding you at this time. It can be a problematic guide, or someone who is in guidance position may take advantage of you. Someone who caused you a lot of pain and havoc. Be careful of a mentor, tutor, teacher, spiritual guide, and most of all, spouses. Deep romantic relationships, close friendships, good friends that you know, ministers, clergies, priests, people who may have certain authority, because it's going to become problematic. Remember, do not give your power away. Hang on to your truth. And if you look at it, you can realize that it's really a time to go within. Look at your inner guides and self-guidance now and trust it. Yeah, we all need guidance, support, and direction at times. But be aware. Also, ask yourself this. How have you changed since you selected the people to be around your space? So much is going on in the universe. So much has changed. And maybe only one of you in a partnership has transformed. That's going to generate a certain kind of chaotic energy everywhere worldwide. Venus will be trining Saturn in 2023 as well. And that can bring in an energy of this relationship does not work. We can begin to see what does work for us and what doesn't. This is a great time to meet someone new. Someone realistic, someone tempered who is anchored in responsibility. That's something that we really have lost, responsibility. Actually, this is a very positive transit, and it can give us a lot of clarity and some good, neutral, biased, unbiased thinking about the status of certain relationships. This is going to help everyone to heal. Going through breakups is difficult, tearful, emotional. Losing people is difficult, tearful, and emotional. Look what we went through this week. However, as a door closes, another door opens, as they say. And your mantra can be, I am safe, it's only change. I am safe, it's only change. There are some good transits during this time, actually three, and we can get a better view of the big picture and where we might be headed. We can also have a few really positive experiences. There will be total shifts within many people in 2023, total 180-degree shifts. Within this energy comes a very kind friendship or an inner knowing that one has the capability to make the right changes. One who knows deep within where one actually needs to be, or one who knows how these seemingly unresolved, long-running, knotted energies can be loosened. Forgiveness, surrender, untied, or taken to a place where they're no longer problematic inside of you and you no longer focus on them. There is a healthy focus shift coming in 2023. And as you do on any roller coaster ride, try to smile. Take time to go within. Then you are naturally deepening, you're changing your blood flow, and you're going into a very positive energy, and you're raising your vibration. You're improving your immune system just by doing meditation. What it all starts to do with the total 100% focus on your breath is begin to create an anchor for you, a center and power within. You can start to meditate when you feel very scared. Sit with your spine straight and your legs uncrossed. Feel yourself breathe into your heart, into your love center. Breathe into your heart. Remove all darkness and fear as you breathe out. Then take another deep breath and begin again. Continue until all the fear has left your body and you are filled with a bright white light. This is in terms of your inner power. I'm not talking about aggressive power. I'm not talking about bullying. None of that stuff. It's a quiet thing. A quiet, sacred presence. A self-assuring anchor from within. You can feel this power come in. You can feel it instantly. It's not scattered energy. And you can feel it come inside of you warmly. It creates a center in you, a power in you, a peace in you. You know you're coming from center and how you create and live in your world. It brings a sense of divinity. If you could just drop into that state of being, the ground of being, which is quiet, silent, and always there for us. That silence away from the clutter and noise. This is where your sense of peace hides. This is where your inner power is. Once you start having that sense, I am coming from my center, you can then choose to dominate your reality. I am coming from my center. I dominate my reality with joy, love, gratitude, appreciation, and peace. Any of those very positive energies. So you decide what your state of being is going to be, and beam that out. Beam it out all over the world. Beam it out to everyone around you. Don't allow your state of being to be determined by the 5 o'clock news. That's certainly not going to determine my state of being. My state of being is I am going to decide that love energies will help the rest of the world. Now you're becoming a master, a co-creator. You are creating every second of the day. Most times we just move along the day and don't realize what we're doing. The more we can come together with like-minded people, the more we are building something incredibly powerful. Even if you don't know it, it doesn't really matter. Your subconscious knows. And so it doesn't matter because you're sending out love. You're sending out joy. You're sending out gratitude. And things will begin to come back to you. Many, many wonderful things to be grateful for. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm going to walk you through the zodiac of your energy section in 2023, and then we're going to do the meditation. The song, If We Only Had Love, the meditation, Breathe Into the Heart, and we'll finish with Richard, We Can Live Together in Peace. So here we go. Aries. Aries sun, Aries rising. You're going to have a huge emotional change, emotional relationships, and a change of location. Everything is going to change in your life all year long as we go into April, May, and June and beyond. So expect it. Taurus. Taurus has to look at their health. They have to change their bad habits. And they have to watch what they eat. They have to work on healing the past, getting rid of their emotional garbage, getting rid of their inner garbage, both emotional, physical, and spiritual. So Taurus, you have a lot of inner work to do. Gemini. Gemini sun, Gemini rising. You're going to have great gains through others. You have very creative talents. You will have more money. You will also have to work with your daughters and with your children. You will be meeting new people that will help you come up in the world. It's an exciting year for you, Geminis. So good luck. Cancer. Cancer sun, Cancer rising. Cancer's going to have to work with their parents this year. Whatever issues are going on with their parents, they'll have to get involved and be helpful. There's major changes in their work and in their career. It could get difficult around their career. They could have a job or a position change. And they could have a move or a major change in the household. Either a child goes to college or they redecorate or refinance or do something with the household. That's this year for Cancer. Leo, Sun, Leo rising. This is Leo's year of travel, education, and learning. They may have some father issues or have to help their elderly father in some way. So watch your father, stay close to him, and make sure you're in good communication. Their spirituality are going to develop, and they could have a change in their belief system. Leos can travel far and wide. They also could experience some disagreements with their siblings. So keep a watch out, especially with those father issues and siblings around. Don't let yourself get into a knot. Virgo, Sun, Virgo rising. Virgo's going to gain money through others. They're going to increase their finances through others. They're also going to begin to create money in a new way. And how they make money can change. There's a major change around the family. And the question is, how do you earn your money? So maybe they're going to start paying attention to their family and become less of a workaholic. Libra, Sun, Libra rising. Libra are going to have relationship issues. That can be very difficult, and it's going to need to be worked out. Libra has a fear of abandonment. And sometimes they feel that their partner is too busy for them. Libra always has to be in a relationship. They really represent two people, especially if you have a Leo rising. Leo rising's rule is married young and a pretty face. A new relationship could begin with Libra. Or a relationship could change into a new relationship. Like you could be engaged and you could get married. Or you could meet someone new and begin a new relationship. Scorpio. Scorpio Sun, Scorpio rising. Scorpio has to worry about their health and their healing. They have to change both their diet and exercise routine. Their work could be hindered through the people that they work with. And they know it. Scorpio can read people. Scorpio has prophetic dreams. So pay attention to your dreams. Should probably journal them. And out of the past, people are going to return to Scorpio. And Scorpio is going to have to change and clean up some karma. Because there are a lot of issues that are still unresolved in your life, Scorpio. You can't hide from them anymore. You're going to have to face it head on. Sagittarius. Sagittarius Sun, Sagittarius Rising. Sagittarius is going to get into their creative challenge. And they're also going to have children to help. Friends may leave Sagittarius. And they may leave because they pass away, or they may leave because they move away, or they may leave because you have some kind of altercation. And you have to deal with an older sibling. Watch out with your older sibling, because they could have something that they try to hurt you with. Just know that when that happens, you have something to be healed with your older sibling. So take a pause, take a step back, find out what that healing is and try to get it done so that it won't come back again to you. Capricorn. Capricorn changes careers. There's something about the work with a Capricorn that they're going to change. They could sell a business and they could move. They're going to have radical shifts and changes. They also may have some mother issues. Either they've had it falling out with their mother, or they're going to have to help their mother in some way. Don't be surprised if a Capricorn takes the business that he's established his whole life and sells it and decides to put his feet up and retire. That's your Capricorn. Aquarius, Sun, Aquarius rising. Aquarius is going to find themselves commuting. They're going to travel a lot. They're going to be in the car driving as long as they can get gas. They may have issues with a sibling. And there could be a loss of a father or something about a father that you're going to have to help with. Aquarius becomes more spiritual this year as they work very hard on going within and finding their truth. Last one, Pisces. Pisces sun, Pisces rising. Pisces needs money. Pisces always needs money. Money, money, money for Pisces. They're going to become more independent. And they're going to let go of people that they're attached to with money. They may be attached to somebody that helps to support them, or they may be have borrowed some money and need to have it returned. They're going to straighten that out this year, 2023. They're going to have some stress with their family because of some decisions that they make. Work and money are important for Pisces this year. Money is good. Money will be coming in. And there'll be new ventures and new creativity. Pisces is a very creative sign. And you might be pleasantly surprised at some contracts that come in for you and that are offered to you. So good luck, everybody. Remember, this is in the archives, so you can listen to it at any time. And now it's time for our meditation. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week with the fall equinox and what's coming then. Take care, everybody. Be well and spread that love all over the world. Good night.
If we only have love, then tomorrow will dawn, and the days of our years will rise on that morn. If we only have love to embrace without fears, we will kiss with our thank you.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in. Lift yourself up. Feel the angels. Bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit, or the Chi, or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.
Thank you.